let's explore the mind virus a little deeper, shall we? Boom, the mind virus. Bring it on in. Bring it on in. Bring it on in. All right, here we go. The mind virus is this. It's all been paid for. It's propaganda. What do I mean by that? Well, whether it's George Soros, Bill Gates, the CCP, what's being fed to millions of people, maybe even you, as far as information, news, commentary, what's being fed to you, especially to young people, is a steady garbage diet. It's filth. It's garbage. A diet of garbage and junk. How do I know? Well, because Farah Khalidi, I think that's how you say it. I'm not familiar with this woman. Apparently, she's now an OnlyFans star. But she started elsewhere in high school when she was a senior. And she got paid to deliver messages for Joe Biden. Paid. But she was supposed to conceal it. Bite number one. I want you to hear it. Here it is.
I started TikTok like the spring semester of my senior year. And I was like, I finally have to start applying for law school. And then like, you know, female privilege, life is so easy for a, you know, woman. Obviously, I lucked out. I'm just kidding. I lucked out. And then, you know, TikTok was basically full time for me. Like, I was taking ads by the time I graduated college from like the Biden administration and Planned Parenthood and like dating apps and stuff. So it was like fully financially, you know, sustainable.
So you were getting, the Biden administration was buying ads from you?
Yeah, I was doing full on political propaganda.
And they would just, really, with like what kind of like Biden created 10 million jobs?
Yeah, honestly. And the funny thing is, they're like, do not disclose this is an ad because, you know, they're like, technically it's not a product, so you don't have to disclose it's an ad. Because I think they just wanted like some edgy girl of color.
Yep, that's exactly what they wanted. And they paid for it. Now, don't tell anybody. Yeah, so you've got that going on, right? Being told that. Meanwhile, the COVID shot apparently creates deep amnesia. If you believe that Bill Gates actually had the shot. Some got really rich from all the propaganda, like Bill Gates. But for some reason, now when he talks about the pandemic, he can't ever remember talking about masks. Isn't that weird? I mean, it's amnesia, right? You would think that maybe the shots caused amnesia. Or maybe he needs an air freshener because his head's so far up his... Well, anyhow, just look. Bite two.
I don't remember talking about masks at all. But the two of you, you personally were using masks.
Yeah.
I remember you seemed like a really extreme case because you would wear the full thing when you'd leave your apartment. Yeah. And it was is he gone home before? Is he germophobic?
I was doing. Hope we've learned in the last year.
Yeah, I just don't think of wearing a mask as such a deep inconvenience. I mean, you know, we ask people to wear pants. Why was this politicized? Early stage of the infection, we thought this was about coughing. We didn't know the simple masks would provide so much benefit. You get the message about masks to be a, you know, kind of bipartisan, let's protect.
Obviously, he's lying and lying and lying again. Yes, he lies and lies and lies again. Anyhow, all right, last little treat of the day. All right, we're going to go to bite five. Bite five. A New York liberal travels to Florida, gets triggered because he sees a bumper sticker insulting Joe Biden on a car at a parking lot. Doesn't know the people. He keys their car. This is a guy that's my age, maybe older. He's such a triggered liberal, he does massive damage to a car in Florida and gets some Florida justice to go with it. Check it out.
To it.
I scratched it.
Why? Was it the bumper sticker? Security footage there,
yeah.
Man.
Okay, so.
So I see you walking behind it, and you look over at it, and she's got a sticker that says, let's go Brandon or something.
Yeah. I guess it infuriated me.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Was that it? That's the only reason you did it? You don't know who owns the truck or anything?
Yeah, that's the only reason I did it.
Okay. So you went on the path. I could see you go on the passenger side, and you left a big scrape on that side. Do you live here full time? Or?
No.
And you know it's expensive to repaint a truck.
Gonna have to repaint the truck.
Did you?
Yes, I went there to get probably stupid thing to do, but this whole no excuses.
What?
I made a stupid mistake.
She wants to press charges, so I have to take you to jail, sir. So I need to turn around. Put your hands behind your back. Dude, it costs about $6,000. It's a felony. when you damage someone's property over $1,000, it's a felony. So normally I would get a warrant for you, but since it's a felony and it just happened 2 days ago, I don't need a warrant.
And
for a felony criminal mischief.
That's a felony?
Over $1,000 of damage is a felony. It's about $6,000 to repaint a truck.
So what does he have to do? What do we have to do?
He has to go to jail, and tomorrow morning he'll have first appearance in front of a judge.
Boom! You destroy somebody's car because of a bumper sticker because you're a twit. You're a weak-willed, weak-minded little twit who can't control your impulses.
Oh, it says, let's go Brandon on the car. My feelings are so hurt. I'm so upset. I'm going to take his car.
Well, good. Welcome to Florida. Boom. Dirtbag. I got stronger words, but it's still a family program. Hey, dirtbag. You're going to jail. And you're going to repaint the car. And you can pay costs and fines. So when this is all said and done, genius, it'll cost you $10,000, and hopefully Florida will say, don't come back. Don't come back. And hopefully the people renting him that Airbnb say, don't come back, dirtbag. Now you have a criminal record. Hopefully he gets convicted of the felony. Hopefully they don't plead that down. Hopefully he gets the full-blown felony, and they hold him up as an example of triggered stupidity. Florida justice. We need more of that, not less. We need more of that Florida justice. You know, the University of Florida said, don't come protest on our campus. We're not running a daycare. I love that. We need the Florida people to take over Columbia and Portland State and the University of Michigan, for that matter. We need real, common sense, law and order justice in America. I'll be right back.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9440.
Pure Michigan Water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.